Now we're talking with Pam Duquette, and she is a candidate for Sandpoint City Council. Pam, thank you for being here.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start by getting to know you. Tell us a bit about yourself. How long have you lived here? How did you wind up in Sandpoint? And any other things you want people to know? Yeah.
Long journey. Mm-hmm. I ended up in West Bonner County on 20 acres to homestead in the early 1980s. And traveling across the country from east to west many years, this was a place you could still do that. I love water. There's water. I love mountains. There's skiing. I love hiking. There's forests. And the people I met have been awesome. So, I started out on the 20 acres, West Bonner County. I moved into Priest River. I was raising two children. They were tired of living in the woods, wanted to go into town. They had already gone into school there, so I didn't want to disrupt their education. So when I got into Priest River, I was able to go back to school and finish my education. I had previously been a reforester, worked a lot of self-employed contracts with mm-hmm. the Forest Service and IDL, mm-hmm. locally Bonner County, Boundary County. And then I was able to go back to school when I was not living up in the hills. Mm. So I finished my degree at the University of Idaho, who was then at NIC, and they offered a teaching degree. So I got a general ed degree, a special ed degree, and I got an endorsement in gifted and talented education. So I started teaching.
About what year was that?
What was I?
What year was that?
When I started teaching, 1998.
Okay.
So our districts had just split. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of workshops here. I met a lot of people at the teachers.
Were you teaching in West Bonner County?
I was. Then? Okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Right. Priest River, because like I said, my kids were there. Mm-hmm. It was just easy. And so I retired. So I was able to finish my career. 2019, I had bought a house in town here, 2017, pretty good time to finally do it. I had worked also at Schweitzer for 20 years, so I have been in and out of town, friends from Schweitzer, friends in town, so it was my natural move after retirement to be here with everybody and close to the lake. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here I am.
You covered education, work experience.
Okay.
Have you held other public offices, and are there any nonprofit groups you want to mention being involved with?
I am involved in several. I was introduced by Zach Hagedon in the Reader. I think all he knew about me was I was a conservationist. I am a board secretary for Selkirk Conservation Alliance. We're having a fundraiser, IPA, October 10th. Sorry.
Throw that in there. Okay.
Tried to get Jack to talk about it, but he hasn't yet. Okay, so...
at KRFY, okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay, and I'm a volunteer at KRFY, mm-hmm. And the events committee. I am a volunteer on the education committee for the Kinnickinnick Native Plant Society. Mm-hmm. I support monetarily all the little groups, Rock Creek Alliance, I've stuffed envelopes, Scotchman Peaks, Kinnicksu Land Trust, and SCA, I'm trying to start a chapter of the Great Old Broads for Wilderness, which is a nationwide organization that want to keep public lands.
Is there an age limit for that? Do you have to be a certain age?
No, and you know, actually, no, you're always a Great Old Broad if you're a broad. And we actually take bros.
Okay.
Yeah,
there you
so
go.
It's bros,
great old bros. Okay.
Bros and broads.
Okay.
So the only experience I have had that pertains at all to this is being a teacher. I had to make curriculum. I got to create a curriculum for gifted and talented. I worked in Ketchum for a little bit. And just conferences, you know, meetings. I helped change an elementary school to a STEAM school. We had to do a lot of communication, collaboration, following issues, rules that you had to follow. So I've helped campaign for a lot of people in town. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I should mention this, but I've helped Reclaim Idaho and for their education initiative, mm-hmm. and I'm now supporting their ability, their right to put an initiative on the ballot mm-hmm. to be later voted on for mm-hmm. open primaries. Mm-hmm. I'm also mentoring with Carrie Logan. She's trying to help me through mm-hmm.
right.
city
She's
things.
She's former mayor
and
city
council member. Mm-hmm. And my friend Diane Brockway was a mayor and a council member in Dover. So those two are my mm-hmm. go-tos for mentoring.
Okay, here's a question I ask everyone.
All right.
Why are you running for city council, Pam Duquette?
Why am I running for city council? I have time. I'm retired. I want to do my civic duty. We've always asked people, if you want to help make a change or get involved, run for office. This is nonpartisan. I'm happy to participate in that. I didn't realize it would be so overwhelming. I want to give back. I want to help. I see too much change. Change is good, but not just change for change. I watched Schweitzer, in my opinion, change too much. I know a lot's going on downtown. I have friends here. I love the community. Mm-hmm. See what I can do.
Okay. Well, this is a question for a former teacher here.
Okay.
How do you think the current council is doing? And if you were going to give a letter grade, mm-hmm. A to F, to mm-hmm. the council and the mayor and the city administration, mm-hmm. What grade would you give them?
So I had a principal tell me never give an A, because then there's no room for improvement. I'm just sharing that. So, and I really don't want to step on any toes. I think it is a hard job. Mm-hmm. I've talked to Jason. I've talked to Deb Rule. I watch them. I go to meetings. It's a tough spot to be in. I know Andy mentioned one night that it's like they either hate you or they'll go for you.
Andy Grote, who's a council member that's not running for re-election.
Yet. Right. He is not. So there are three seats, and there is a group of amazing candidates. Mm-hmm. I have to say I'm kind of proud to be mixed with that mm-hmm. group of people. A letter grade, huh? You know what? I'm going to say a C, only because I think we can do better. Mm-hmm. And that's a good average. Sometimes they're a B. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of teacher I was. It's like, don't ask me for a grade. I hated grading.
Okay, I've got that.
Okay, sorry.
Maybe sometimes a B. Okay.
No. I appreciate them. Okay. I want that to be known.
Okay. Among the myriad issues facing the city at present, what do you consider to be the three biggest issues that are kind of animating your run?
Okay. I really want more citizen involvement in the city and what's happening. I don't think we have a good enough broadened communication. Everybody says transparency. That's just a buzzword. I don't think people really know what that means. I would like to have hands-on workshops where we get groups of people around a table, you know, and you move from table to table, kind of like teaching when we tried to share ideas at schools. Get ideas from the community. Bring back the advisory committees so that we can work on things together. It isn't an us and them, it's a we. Mm-hmm.
So how do you think you get people inspired to add that extra time in to come to these workshops and committees?
I have asked people that very same question mm-hmm. when I talk to them. And I get it. You know, the people that mostly respond on the surveys are between 50 and 69. Mm-hmm. We've raised our kids. Some of us are retired. We have more time. People are busy living, raising their kids. Some kind of incentive. I'm not sure. I think we need some creative solutions to a lot of problems. That is one of the problems. And I ask people, common refrain, nobody listens. They mm-hmm. don't listen, which I've felt a lot of times too, because you get in after they've decided what they're doing, you get to go have your 3 minutes and watch the time tick down, and then you're done. And there's no conversation, there's no sharing. And that all happens before. And if you miss that before, then you're kind of just sharing to get it off your chest. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people feel that way. And I think they would not if they got involved. Mm-hmm. I have been watching so many YouTube meetings trying to learn. There's a lot. Mm-hmm. It is pretty overwhelming. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what
so
would
I didn't
you
solve
say?
That problem.
Well, but your intent is to.
It is.
To take
oh, that's
a,
so.
A
that's
shot
my.
At it.
That
yeah.
is my first thing.
Yeah.
Another issue, of course, is growth. Growth, growth, growth could be all three of them. I think they are causing the problem with housing. They're causing development not to be sustainable. Sustainable development would be for now and for the present. It would last. I'm really into protecting the urban forests, the green spaces, and the waterways. I'm into safe travel for everybody. My funny little campaign sign has somebody in a wheelchair, somebody walking, little icons, somebody swimming. Just to get good roads, sidewalks, I know it's a funding issue. I see some issues. The truck routes are confusing. Between Boyer and Division, Pine has green truck routes. That's a neighborhood. My friend's dog just got killed yesterday on Pine. People go too fast. They think it's a thoroughfare. I'm really trying to follow the road issues, the multimodal travel plan. I have spoken on that before. I did petitions against the curve quite a while ago. I know we need money. The downtown, I just watched today the urban renewal, the video from their meeting, and they're talking about putting a new, perhaps a new urban renewal district. All that tax money then is going to stay downtown, which, yeah, we need it for redevelopment and renewal, but we could use it the rest of the city. So I'm not sure about that. Again, people, getting people together to solve all these. I am excited that I just saw the three new sidewalks being marked off. Down, one was down on Florence when I walked today. And I have been having fun walking, and I just go up to people and tell them what I'm doing and ask them the same questions you're asking me, pretty much.
Okay, well, let's, so you say talking sustainable development is, yep, is an important issue for, yep, you. So related to that would be the comprehensive plan, since that's, yes, the kind of the visionary, yes, document that's supposed to guide our development, yes, here. The city is just about to approve its comp plan. Right.
That's Wednesday.
Yep, this coming up. Yep. Is this interview is going to air, actually. It's going to be at the city council meeting tonight.
Great.
What do you think about the comp plan? Do you like what they came up with?
You know what? I like that there are surveys for people to participate in. Unfortunately, not enough people are participating. They're getting like 140, 150. It's hard to make a comp plan for everybody with that little bit of interest or answers. That brings me back to getting more community involvement. Mm-hmm. What do I think about it? There's a few things on the multimodal plan that bother me, that they're appendices that might be pushed through and haven't been taken off. The curve was one. I live on a little cutoff street, Florence, between the highway, Lake Street, and Pine, and it's just gotten crazy busy with traffic. We want to keep Sandpoint real. We want it to maintain a character. That comp plan has to reflect that, and I think everybody needs to be more involved in that. So I have looked at it. There's a page that's being shared tomorrow, Wednesday night, that I copied, because it has a lot to do with retaining trees, keeping trees, not moving them, not taking them out. Goes back to the whole placement of the Russell Building in Traverse that I've spoken against. It's a good plan. There's a lot of good things in it. We need to follow it. If that's what we're going to come up with and everybody agrees on it, then we have to stick to it, I think. We can't waver for this or that project.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of related to that, the city right now has got a master planning process underway to guide the development of the waterfront in the downtown. Yes. It's gotten an awful lot of feedback, yes, actually, at least, yes, on the social media. What's your take on the plan and the initial plans we've seen so far from the engineering firm that the city selected to develop that?
First off, I would like more local input in the business part. Like when they hire somebody to, like the arborist for the Traverse Park, I would have liked to have seen local arborists look at that instead of the Spokane people. So I'm kind of into keeping that money here for the economy. I don't know why we started that and then did the design competition on top, I guess. I just watched the minutes of the Urban Renewal Board's meeting where Jennifer did share all about the design competition, which I've been trying to follow. And I was very impressed that all the input from the people was awesome. It was positive. It made good sense. And she shared all that that's going now to the group that won, GGLO, to incorporate. Is that what you asked me? I'm probably
task. Yeah, that's right.
You know what? The city beach should be for all of us. It's crowded. I agree with one.
So did you like the plan that they depicted for City Beach so far?
This on is one of the still, design competition people?
Well, that the engineering firm, I think it's GGLO, came
not
up.
Not totally. No, I did not agree with any of those totally. I liked some of their things, the ecology part. I liked. I picked and choose. Jennifer told me to do that, pick and choose from each that I liked and put that in there. I didn't want a lot of parking and traffic, but then I talked to somebody who has mobility issues, and I get it. We need to have that. And, you know, and that goes to the parking and the driving everywhere. I know we used to have trolleys in town. I just took that historic walk. Wouldn't it be kind of fun to have a trolley, not a horse-drawn carriage like we had that one time?
Yeah, tracks. They had a trolley that ran from Sandpoint to Kootenai,
actually. Right. Yeah. And the 113
way back when,
building,
early 1900s.
I hear, was the trolley stop
Where the 113, right. 113 restaurant is
right
now. Was actually the turnaround point for the
trolleys.
Yeah.
So
anyways, there's some history.
I know,
for
back
folks.
back to city, yeah. Beach, too much traffic, too many cars for me. I wish they would move that boat launch over like where the trailers and
that's what they're planning to do as part of this plan.
Is it? So, okay. Yeah. I am consumed with, I guess, the design competition, because it seems like it's kind of walking on top of that.
Okay. We only have a couple of minutes left. You did identify your third big issue was improving safe travel.
Yes.
Talked
about the
roads, mentioned Pine
sidewalks.
Street.
Yep.
Well, some of the streets are pretty degraded condition.
And they are.
In fact, Pine from, I'd say, Boyer to Division, it's got a big old sections of it that are really like almost ruts now.
Yes, they are.
How do you think the city's quickly, because we're going to be
out of
time,
sorry.
Doing with street repairs?
I think we need more money. We need to find creative ways to get more money, and one would be not to put all the taxes downtown for the design for downtown, but to keep some of those in the city coffers. I know that I've read the reports on the streets. We're not doing very well. We're like right in the middle of average as a total of all of the things they checked. It's coming down to budget. We're going to have to budget more. We're going to have to get more creative with how we
set the budget priority in order to take care of
those things. Yeah, because we have to have, and the sidewalks, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pam Duquette.
It's a hard job. It's a big job. I do want to share real quick that my kids live here. My grandkids live here. I have kids in both districts going to school. So
here in Bonner County.
Them to be able to enjoy and live here too.
Okay. Well, we are out of time.
Thank you.
The public find out more about you and contact you?
Well, I made a Facebook page for the first time in my life because I am not into social media really. So I have a Pam Duquette for Sandpoint City Council. I also set up a Gmail. I do email pamduquette4sdpt@gmail.com. I have a lengthy bio on my Facebook. I post some things. Mm-hmm. I'd rather talk to people in person. That's why I'm kind of doing the grassroots walking around. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Well, Pam Duquette, thanks for taking time to be here with us.
Thank you.